Well, hello, my dearest family. This is Elder Baron, and this is my comp.
Elder Webster.
And, you know, we're just sitting here in Moshul enjoying a nice Sunday afternoon, so we just decided we'd make you guys this little recording.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
You see? So, yeah, so today's kind of a bittersweet day. It's actually a pretty bitter day.
Mostly bitter, but it's kind of sweet.
But it's really bitter.
Yeah, mostly bitter.
But we got the transfer calls on Friday, and I'm leaving. I'm going to an area called Zabachos. It's going to be sweet. So I'm super excited. Elder Knuth, he's going to be my comp. So I'm super excited. He was my zone leader back in La Plata Este. He's a good dude. So I'm excited. We're going to go have some good times over there. But it's kind of crazy because I'm in the same zone, but I'm changing areas. And our ward borders Sebastos, which is kind of weird.
Yep.
So I'm excited. It's going to be sweet. I don't really have to go that far.
Yeah, but he's not my comp anymore.
I know. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to miss you. We've had some good times together talking about One Republic and Chainsmokers and other stuff. And missionary work, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good one.
That was already set. It's
like, already known.
No, but we've had some good times here. And yesterday we had the baptism of Carol. Caro.
You gotta say it right. No, I'm kidding.
You're right. And Elder Webster baptized her, which was sweet.
First time baptizing someone.
Yeah, it was sweet. I was excited about that.
Not right first baptism, but.
But
first
right.
Time doing the ordinance.
Yeah, it was sweet. He did a great job. She got baptized. We got in there. We got the job done, and we got out.
Yep, and today Elder the Baron confirmed her as a member of the church.
So that was fun.
Newest member in the world, as of now.
Well, yeah, unless somebody got baptized after. Probably somebody got confirmed after.
Probably. Somewhere in the world.
But whatever. Here in our ward, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But no, she's awesome. I'm excited. I'm not super excited to change areas and stuff because now I have to... We're pretty much doing a whitewash because Elder Knuth was there, like, this whole last transfer, but it was his first transfer there. And his comp was Elder Champion. And the champion got sick and was like sick pretty much the entire transfer. And so Elder Knuth hasn't really been able to like get to know the area. So we're pretty much doing like another whitewash. So that's going to be exciting. But yeah, so then let's see what else. So this week was a really good week. We were able to get a lot of stuff done, but I don't really remember what happened. Let's see, Monday we had... Yeah, nothing happened. Then Tuesday, we had our district meeting, right? We'll have to go through your district meeting. That was fun.
My 8 months.
Yeah, Elder Webster has 8 months now.
We had no power.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have power for like a night or so. So that was fun. Oh, look, the other elders are coming home. ¿Cómo está bien? Cena. Para mí.
For us.
Oh, okay, thanks, man.
You got. Chiste.
Okay, thanks, man. El Bills, ¿cómo está? Yes, amigo. That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so let's see. Then we had the power out. What else happened?
Wednesday we had an intercambio.
Oh yeah, Wednesday we had an intercambio. I went with Elder Brown. And I was here, we did the interview for Caro. And it was sweet. Well, let's see, what else happened on that interview? Oh yeah, and we found like this cool guy. His name is Miguel Angel, no? Es el nombre.
Miguel Angel. ¿De quién?
Es un nombre, no?
Miguel Ángel es un nombre, sí.
Ah, bien. Yeah. It should be like Michelangelo, which I think that sounds like way cooler than Miguel Ángel. I don't know. Miguel Ángel is also pretty cool. But whatever. So we taught him. He's a good dude. He's like some kind of like evangelical dude, but he has diabetes and he got his legs cut off or amputated, I guess I should say, because cut off just sounds worse. But he got him amputated because of the diabetes, but he's a Gatola stud. Like we went and passed by him today. He seems like a good guy. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys. You guys are going to get like a billion baptisms this transfer.
I hope. It's possible. No, I'm
just kidding. You see. But yeah, so let's see what else, man.
What else happened? Let's see what we got.
You what?
Noche de Hogar.
Oh yeah, we did the Noche de Hogar, which was fun. We like set up, so every Thursday in our area we started like doing the Noche de Hogar, which is just basically like a family home evening with the whole ward. And we just invited a bunch of, like we always invite the members to come and bring friends and stuff. It was sweet because we went and we played like this game where we set like these two rows of chairs, so it was kind of like a tunnel. We had to like take a straw and like a little ball of paper, and you had to like stick it on the end of the straw, and you had to like suck, and like by like sucking in, like it kept the ball on the straw, and then we had to balance a book on our head, and we had to walk through like this course or whatever, and there was like three exits, and he said like, if you get out on the exit, you're good, like you didn't lose, but if you get out, if you drop the ball or the book in the middle of like this tunnel, you lose. You guys like didn't do a good job or whatever, right? So we go and like we give everybody a chance, and I think most of the people were just trying to get to the end to like try to be like the coolest or whatever. And it was fun because like there were a few people that like left early and like got out on like one of the other two. Or there's a couple people that made it all the way to the end, and there's like a ton of people that just kind of like stopped like right in the middle. And it was kind of cool because we just talked about like the plan of salvation and how it's important that we like we go and we try to get to the best one, obviously the celestial kingdom. And I don't know, it was a fun activity. There weren't that many people. Like it kind of stinks that like nobody comes to the activities, but whatever. You guys will make more people. Then yeah, they had like an inactive. Is she inactive or is she in?
I don't really know.
Hey, other Bills, the other Jaime. Okay, you know what? Never mind. So yeah, then let's see what else, man. We should probably put our numbers together because I haven't. Like tally up her, cause we found a bunch of people. And then we found like this family that was a super sweet family. There was like six kids, and they were like super cool, like all of them. We tried to pass by them today, but they weren't there. But it's alright. You know where they live, so you'll go back there and teach them all, and you'll baptize them all, and it'll be sweet. Oh, you're right. Okay, I'll count up after then. But no, overall, it's just been a good week. Like, it's been, like, a good last week here in Marshall. Things are going to keep getting better, and I'm excited. Because other Webster and other Tobot are going to go out there and kick some butt. It's going to be sweet. Oh, the Tormenta Blanca, that's right. We went to the Tormenta Blanca in Bosques. It's another area that's in our zone. And we went there and we preached the gospel. I was with Ella Lima from Mexico. And it was fun because we went and we were like going to look for this lady. And we go and we knock on the door. As we knock on the door, they're like, oh, here they come. And they were obviously, like, Jehovah's Witness, like, with their bags and everything. We were like, oh, fetch. So we're like, okay, we're just going to, like, wait. And we waited for them to come to their house. And we're like, hey, is this like this lady here? And then she's like, yeah, that's my mom. And like 4 years ago, she listened to you guys. But she's now studying with the Jehovah's Witness, and she's progressing really well, or something like that is what she said. And I was like, oh, really? That's cool. You guys are all Jehovah's Witness? And you're like, yeah, we're all Jehovah's Witness. And I'm like, oh, that's fun. I was like, have you guys ever talked to missionaries like us? Yeah, like, you guys used to come over, but, like, 4 years ago or so, you guys came past, but, like, it's been about 3 years since we've been baptized in the Jehovah's Witness Church. And I'm like, darn it. Like, they listened to the truth, and they were blinded by the craftiness of men. But it's okay.
Cegados por las artimañas de los hombres.
Oh, del hombre. Oh, del hombre, sí. But yeah, it was fun. I kind of wanted to punch the girl because she was kind of a jerk. She was really rude.
Jehovah's Witnesses are always like that.
I know. No, not always. No, Jehovah's Witness, no, no. That one lady that we met was really nice.
That's true.
You know what I mean? No, we never were able to find her again. But you guys can go back next transfer and try to find her. Maybe. She was a nice lady.
And then, we already said the confirmation today, right?
But yeah, and then we did the confirmation, yeah. I don't know, man. There's just like some good like little tender mercies that the Lord's been giving us.
We were able to finish the time together strong.
Yeah, we were, man. We worked hard, I feel like.
No, we did.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Case, I think I already told you guys in the last recording that he forgot. He didn't forget to send it. He just couldn't. But I'm going to remind you guys to send me pictures about the Morning Public concert.
Yeah.
Morning Public concert, because I'm a fan, and if I don't see anything, I'm going to die. No, I'm just kidding, but...
But kind of.
And also, I'm pretty sure I said this in the other recording too. I want to meet you guys in the future.
Yeah, there you go. There you have it.
I don't know why I did a thumbs up. They can't see me doing it.
That's right. The thumbs up, like, I think it made a noise, and they'll like hear the.
I did snap. Now I'm doing thumbs up. There.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
With a cool little Elder Webster smile. I love it. But yeah, so things are going great here. La verdad. Kind of nervous about going to my new area. It's gonna be different, but it's gonna be fun.
You'll do fine. You do awesome.
Thanks, man.
Baptize a fool.
You see. I hope so. But yeah. Let's see, I'm gonna share scripture with you guys. Let's see. What do I want to share with you guys today? I've been reading in 3rd Nephi. I finished 3rd Nephi and I started 4th Nephi. And I already talked about this, so I don't think I'm going to share this actually. I'm going to share something from Moses 6 that Brother Lee taught, shared with us. That scripture is super cool, and I really like it. So the scripture is in Moses chapter 6, and it's 32-34, right? And this is a sweet scripture because this is when the Lord is talking with Enoch, when he's talking about like how like Enoch, he's like, he kind of has like a little bit of fears to like go and do what the Lord wants him to do, because like he's kind of slow in speech is what it says. And it's really cool because like the Lord gives him a couple promises that are super cool. So here, I'll read it. It says, y el Señor dijo a Enoch, ve y haz lo que te he mandado, y ningún hombre te herirá. Abre tu boca y se llenará, y yo te daré poder para expresarte, porque toda carne está en mis manos, y haré conforme bien me parezca. Di a este pueblo, elegid hoy servir a Dios, el Señor que os hizo. He aquí mi espíritu reposa sobre ti, por consiguiente justificaré todas tus palabras, y las montañas huirán de tu presencia, y los ríos se desviarán de su cauce, y tú permanecerás en mí, y yo en ti, por tanto anda conmigo. I really like that scripture because it's like, it says, he will justify all of your words. The mountains will huir. What is that? Isn't that like escape? It's not like escape, but it's like the like, I don't know how it would be in English, but it's like they'll like move. They'll be moved.
What's it say in Spanish?
Huir. Huir.
Huir?
Sí, ¿qué significa en inglés?
Sabía.
Es como moverse.
No.
Es, escapar.
Yo sé. Es...
To
escape?
Wait. Escape, sí.
Ajá,
to
escape, ajá.
¿Qué
dije yo? Huir. Sí. Como es que es como correr.
Es como escaparse, ¿no?
Como correr, por ejemplo, esa persona, como si un chico quiere pegarle.
Ajá, como, y se huyen.
Ah, huy de qué, de ese tipo. Huy, como correr de un peligro. Alejarse de un peligro.
Ah, ok.
Huy.
Es como escaparse.
Ajá, escaparse. Es
eso. Ok. All right. Yeah. So the mountains will escape from your presence. And the rivers will change course by your cause. It's like something like that. I don't know exactly what it would be in English, but I understand it. Basically, it's just saying that if you go and do what the Lord commands you to do, you will be able to do anything, literally anything, which is pretty freaking cool because I've seen that this transfer because... Like, I feel like when we've been going out and doing what the Lord wanted us to do, the Lord's, like, been blessing us. Isn't that right, Elder Webster?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, the same thing goes for you guys. If you guys go and you do what the Lord wants you to do, then the Lord will bless you. And what's cool is, like, if we open our mouths, it will be filled. And it will, and we'll be able to... We'll be able to share the message that the Lord wants us to share. So, for all you guys out there, all my little brothers and mom and dad, obviously, if you guys have any opportunity this week to share your testimony, I hope you guys can do it. That's my invitation for you guys because I know that if you guys do that, the Lord will bless you and the Lord will help you develop even stronger faith, and you'll be able to do exactly what the Lord wants you to. So there you go, there's my invitation for the week. But I love you guys so much. I know this church is true. I know what we're doing here is super important, and yeah, me and Elder Webster are just gonna keep going and doing it. Well, we'll keep doing it until tomorrow morning, and then me and Elder Knuth will keep going, but Elder Webster and Elder Tobias are gonna keep going after. But whatever. But yeah, I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. And yeah, I'll talk to you more next week. Love you. Bye. Thank you.